It is 98.5 KRZ. Hello, Lissa here. So the question I asked, and got great comments, by the way, do you tell your kids that they're good at stuff when they're not good at stuff? Because I don't think I would be where I am today as a professional musician or in radio or anything if my parents had told me, honey, you're great at everything. Yeah, basketball, you're super good. I was awful at sports. I played sports. I had fun at sports. But I kind of knew I wasn't good when my dad was like, he's such a nice guy. He's so sweet. He's like, as long as you're having fun, that's the most important thing. Doesn't matter if you win or lose or get a lot of time in the actual game, as long as you're having fun. I'm like, oh, I'm not crushing this. But then when I started playing piano and singing, he's like, that's your thing. You're really good at that. Like, do that for people. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Got it. So you can say it nicely, but I do think it's important to be honest. So where do you stand on this? Lexi on Facebook said, it depends on their age. She said, my four-year-old will try playing a toy instrument and she'll be like, I'm so good at this. Check me out. And I can't be like, no, I'm sorry. You suck to a four-year-old. That's fair, Lexi. She said, maybe she'll grow up and play an instrument one day. You never know. I don't want to discourage her. Yes, go with that. That is fair. Allison said, I'm not going to lie and tell them that they're good at something if they're truly not, but a lot can change with hard work. She said, I have a 10-year-old who wasn't all that great at soccer, but getting better. And maybe by age 14, if they put in serious work, they'll be great at it. Yeah, that's true too. April said, it's situational. If I think it's going to crush their soul, I'm not going to tell them that they're bad. I might lie. Okay. Diane said, I always encourage them to push the envelope and give it time. After one season, if they don't like it, they can not sign up again, but I do tell them if they start the season of a sport, they have to finish it. Yes. Diane, thank you for saying that because my folks did say that too. I remember there was a season of basketball. I did want to quit. I think it was seventh grade. And I'm like, I'm awful. And I look fat in these shorts and this is bad. And all my friends hate me. And I went into a spiral and they're like, no, you signed up for something. You're finishing it. So I do think that is important to teach kids. If you start something, you do have to finish it. My favorite comment from Holly, she said, I'd say if they love something, but they're not the best at it, just let them keep doing it because they love it. She said, there's a weird notion that you have to be great at something to enjoy it. Holly, yes. And your kid is so happy. I can tell. Like, thank you for instilling that in them because that's so true. If you're happy doing something, do it. You don't have to win all the time. And it's so much better than the parents that are like, you got to win. Go fight, win. You must win. And like their little neck veins are popping out like it's WWE. We all know those parents. Come on. Like you're giving your kid an ulcer. Settle down. By the way, I also embrace this honesty policy for adults. Don't tell Kyle at your workplace that he's great at expense reports when he does them in crayon. You're not helping him. You can be nice and honest at the same time. You can be nice and honest at the same time. If you need help, call my mom. Call Kathy Kroenke. I've got her home number right here. You want it?